We're going to get down to business now with our first storyteller of the evening. He comes from Loyola High School, class of 1978. Rob Schoberlein was born in Baltimore, and he grew up in Bel Air, Edison, and Rosedale. Rob is the grandson of Polish immigrants. He holds a doctorate in American Studies, and he serves as Director of Special Collections, Maryland State Archives. Rob says his job has taken him from musty basements to closed state mental institutions and prisons. For fun, he enters his photographs in newspaper contests and collects 1960s Japanese-made Christmas garden houses. A very busy man, by all indications. Please welcome Rob Schoberlein.
You know, I've always been kind of a shy kind of guy. And my senior prom presented me with a dilemma. I had no girlfriend. Since I went to an all-boys high school, that was another disadvantage I had. My friends, all right, we were nerds. My friends were the math geeks, the Jesus freaks, and the art room habitués. We were not chick magnets, to say the least. I did go to a few mixers, was able to get out there. Oh, I didn't mention, I didn't drive, so it was really tough. It was really tough to get a girlfriend. I did go to a few mixers, but this was the general scenario. I'd be walking around the perimeter of the gym and watching the girls dance with one another. So, and anyway, that was one bright spot. My dad had a colleague who had three daughters. The youngest, Holly, was my own age. In fact, we struck it off at her 16th birthday party. Evidently, Holly had gotten some alcohol and had been drinking a little bit, and she found me attractive that evening. And before the night ended, we were outside, exchanging a few smooches in the moonlight. Innocent smooches. Anyway, so I thought, Holly should be a good prospect. But remember, I was shy, so I had my mother call her mother to see if Holly was available. And a deal was struck. And the night of the big event, my dad drove me out there. And I was wearing a beige tuxedo with brown facing on the lapels and a nice brown stripe down the leg, a ruffled shirt, and a big butterfly bow tie, and to top it off, platform shoes. And they were sort of like an orangey brown, so they didn't go at all. Anyway, Holly was a vision of loveliness. Her mildly attractive face was framed by blonde hair, and she wore this seafoam satin dress over her curvaceous body that still exhibited a few pounds of baby fat. Anyway, so her mom took out a camera and took a few photographs of us together. Little did I know that was probably the only time in the entire evening that our bodies would be in that close proximity. You see, what I didn't know, what I didn't realize, was that Holly, of course, was graduating the same year, and there was a big party of her classmates that evening, so she was missing that party, that time to be with her friends, with me. Anyway, so we drove over to the gym, Loyola's gym, and to be honest with you, I don't remember dancing a whole lot, and since I really couldn't dance, I could only slow dance, and that wasn't going to happen with Holly that night. We wound up sitting around, and I remember going into the line for punch, and as I was waiting in the punch line, I somehow just fixated on that bowl, and there was that lime sherbet, gloppy, melting. There was this thick scum of sherbet. And I'm thinking to myself, oh boy, I'm shaking my head and I'm thinking, what a great evening this is. I tell you, this is one for the books. And I'm thinking that, well, Holly will probably go back to her house at 10:30, and that's going to be the end of everything. We actually stayed there a little bit longer. We stayed until the prom ended, and as we walked out, an amazing incident occurred. A fellow, big man on campus, star football player, very popular, turned around and said, hey, Rob, why don't you and Holly come back to my house for an after-prom party? And I was like, I remember thinking to myself, he must be drunk. Anyway, so here it was. We went to one of the best parties with all the popular people and the jocks, and I was treated politely. Holly, I had a good time. Holly had a good time, too. She had a good time talking to all the jocks, the good-looking jocks. Well, anyway, we left there and went back to her house. And so, you know, the finale of the night, you're thinking, well, a good night kiss, at least a good night kiss. It was not meant to be. It was not meant to be. And I don't even know why I thought it would be. But anyway, hope springs eternal. What I got was this half hug, like the kind you give your uncle. And that was my evening. Now, just a few more things. Holly and I have never seen or spoke to one another since that time. I have never seen any of those photographs. And there were no lasting psychological problems from the evening. I was still shy. I did get a girlfriend. Yes, I did, a number of years later. And after a protracted period of dating, I thought it was time to marry. So I had my mom call her mom. No. Thank you.
Well done. Rob Schoeberlein. Let's just hope she doesn't hear that story. She was not presented in the most favorable light, I don't think.